Después de mi 9 to 5 como actriz, me subo a mi Corolla y voy directo al estudio a mi 5 to 9, donde convierto mis sentimientos en canciones. Mis hustles me mueven y me inspiran. Hola hustle, hola Corolla.
What's up, everyone? It's Noah Daniels.
Hey, y'all. I'm JJ.
Hey, guys. It's Kat.
And we're your hosts of the Real Hauntings podcast. We bring on guests who share their firsthand encounter ghost stories and supernatural experiences. Now on to the trailer.
I've been warned to not tell this story, but I think because of the way it ends, it's okay to tell this story, because some people say that with certain entities, to like speak of them or talk about them or in any way like portray them as powerful will attract them to other people. The creepiest thing about it to me is a lot of times it would wait for me to notice it. Like it would just lay its arm out like this. And then I'd be like, where is it? Where is it? And then I'd see it and then it would just slither back.
For more information on the Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories podcast, make sure you check out real.fm to learn more about our podcast and many other amazing podcasts.
Whoa, my lights in my living room just flickered.
Oh no. Hola? Se paró todo. Hola, hola?
Welcome to Ghost Therapy, where it's not just about connecting with deceased loved ones. It's about learning through them and their new perspective.
Hey there. Welcome to Ghost Therapy. I'm your host, Paola Pedrosa. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I've had this incredible gift since I was a little girl. I basically have the ability to connect with loved ones who have passed away and with our guardian angels. I've been fortunate to help countless people with my unique ability. In each episode, we'll dive into heartfelt online sessions where our extraordinary guests share their experiences of connecting with the other side. These encounters have touched lives in ways we could only dream of. So sit back, relax, and join me in this mystical journey as we explore the magic of ghost therapy.
This time around on this session of ghost therapy, we talked to Curly. Curly is somebody, he's so magical. He's a proud ally of the LGBT community. He's a comedian, he's an actor, he does it all. And one of his best friends, or his best friend was his grandmother. And he would always put him in his videos, in his YouTube videos and everything. And unfortunately, she passed away a while ago. And they had a pact that whenever they would connect with each other, they would flicker the lights. Oh my gosh. Well, the lights were flickered, everyone. And it was crazy because I did not know of this pact. And I did not know what was going to happen. And then suddenly the audio goes out, the video goes out, and his lights start flickering. It was crazy. He was just dumbfounded. I did not know what was happening. I did not know of this pact. So it was kind of confusing for me, but for him, it was everything. It was such a great way to kick off this wonderful podcast. So let's check out Curly's episode. I hope you like it. Hi guys, welcome to Ghost Therapy. I'm so happy you guys are here. I have a really, really cool guest today. His name is Curly Velasquez. Well, actually, your name is not Curly, right?
mi nombre de verdad, el nombre que me pusieron, my real, real, real name is Carlitos. So it's not even Carlos. It's like, they were like, no, ponle Carlitos. And then it got kind of hard for people to say in school. So then Curly just started. And then Curly, I've been Curly since I was like 12 years old, that it just started. People, así me pusieron. And then every job I'd be like, Curly.
Oh my God. Yeah, Curly. You would know me better.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that it was Carlitos. I have never heard of that before. Like, did they put the Ito?
Yes.
Officially?
Yes. That's I feel crazy. I like it because I feel like you can tell a lot sometimes by someone's name. And then, yeah. like, Carlitos, like, ya trae como todo el amor, ya trae, like, the endearment. So even if you have a little bit of hate and you don't like me, you're like, ah, oh, Carlitos me cae mal. You're like, ya me estás echando amor anyways, you know?
Carlitos me cae mal. Yeah. I know that totally sounds, it sounds good anyway. There's no hate coming your way ever.
Carlitos me cae mal.
Me cae mal. Ay, Carlitos. Ay, Carlitos. Yeah. Pues muchas gracias. As you know, I'm a medium.
Yes.
And I get in touch with all, I see dead people, basically. And I'm just a way of communicating with people that have passed, loved ones, basically. Mm-hmm. And this is why you're here.
Because
I know that you want to talk to somebody, but I don't know who you want to talk
Amazing.
To.
Amazing. Okay, yeah. Thank you so much for having me. And, like, honestly, like, the other side and spirits, like, it's something that I've kind of grown up with my whole life as well.
Oh,
like, I'll dream about them. I can hear certain things when I fall asleep. I feel like but I want to get better. So when other people are really good at it, I'm like, oh my God, how do you do that? Because mine's kind of, you know how I heard it described once? It's almost like you're in a tunnel, in the dark tunnel.
Yes.
And you have a flashlight and your flashlight works in there. And then when you're learning, you're like, my flashlight kind of flickers, like it's not that good, but I see yours and I go, oh, you have a brighter flashlight and you can look around and do more, you know?
And who are you gonna wanna talk to?
You know, I feel like the most obvious one is like one of my best friends, my grandma. Mi abuelita recently passed away.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, thank you. I feel her with me. Like, I talk to her every day. I dream about her. Like, I don't feel, it's really weird. I don't feel disconnected from her. Like, I don't feel, like, sometimes it hits me where I'm like, oh, like right now, if I think about it and I'm like, oh, like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to talk to her. I'm not going to see her. I do get emotional. Like, I can feel myself mm-hmm. like fighting the emotions, but right. yo siento, siempre me siento que puedo hablar con ella. I can feel her. I don't feel her like missing, if that makes sense. You know?
Wow. That's incredible. Not a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah. You know,
that's a blessing to feel that way. Most people feel disconnected. And then sometimes they're like, I haven't been able to dream about her or, you know, those kind of things that make people sad. But it's in reality, dreams are not exactly what we think.
What
we
they
are.
Think
no,
they
it's
are.
It's not always them.
Yeah.
It's not always them. So don't get discouraged if you don't dream about somebody because it has nothing to do with the fact that they're there with you all the time.
Yeah, that's what I believe.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. That's good that you don't feel disconnected. Can you give me her name and her date of passing?
You know, yeah, her date of passing is, her name is Gladys. The year that she passed was 2023.
Uh-huh. 2023.
Mm-hmm,
oh,
mm-hmm.
Super recent.
Yeah, okay. Super recent. February 3rd.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you just how it's going to go down. Mm-hmm. I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to say a little silent prayer just to have, you know, God and our angels and everybody present with us. And then I'm going, just the first 2 minutes are a little bit slow. It's when I say the prayer and then when I ask your grandma to come down.
Amazing. I'm so excited.
Got it?
Yeah, okay. I love it. I'm so excited.
Let's get started. Golly. Would you be able to confirm that you were, que eras como muy travieso?
Mm-hmm.
And were you like, o sea, eras como hiperactivo tú, de chiquito?
Yes. Very travieso, yeah, super. Uh-huh.
Muy travieso. Mm-hmm. Es que algo me habla como si ella tenía que hablarte muy bajito. There's something about her that calmed you down.
Yeah.
O sea, not necessarily maybe everybody, but to you, like she catered to you in a way that she would always talk very softly to you and somehow it would work.
Yeah.
Como que ella te controlaba bien.
Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely with her. She had to talk to me different because the way that she was with everybody else was very like crass. Era muy fuerte, you know, like very strong personality. Pero conmigo, like, desde que era bien chiquito, no me dejaba con ella. And so I would argue with her. And so, I'm very sensitive. So she would have to talk to me like certain types of ways and be like, and I would, because I would get mad. I'm like, I would think that she had to be sensitive with me because
that's
if she said something to me que no me gustó, Ella siempre me decía, tú siempre me pones en mal con tu papá. And I'm like, bueno, no me gusta lo que, como me hablas.
Claro, o sea, no te gustaba que te hablaran fuerte, o sea, que te hablaran regañón o...
Yeah.
Eso es, mm-hmm. eso es.
I'm still
like,
the
she
same
would
way.
Always have to be like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm that way too. Mm-hmm. Oh my God,
yeah.
My poor husband.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I'm that way too. Okay, perfecto. Entonces, I think it's that which she's trying to make come across that... Let me continue. Do you recall that she didn't like flowers? Something about not liking flowers or like thinking they were like a waste of money or something like that. Do you remember ever her saying that?
Oh, no. I don't remember her saying no. that she didn't like flowers, but she definitely was more of like a plant lady. Like that was like her... Uh-huh. But I'm trying to think because, you know, we never had flowers in her house. And I think I only bought her flowers like... maybe once. You know what? What she used to say all the time, which is interesting, uh-huh. is that she didn't like leaves on the trees. She liked when there was like no leaves. Like she didn't like when things were. She liked it more when it was like more winter and things were kind of going
right.
You know,
to mm-hmm. dry.
I
think that she wants to go towards, and maybe you can tell this to your mom, maybe, mm-hmm. because I feel like she was like, ugh, flowers, waste of time. And when she died, mm-hmm. something about, oh, full of flowers, I hated them, like something ironic about her not liking them and there being so many flowers when mm-hmm. she died. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. maybe that's something that you can check up with your mom,
okay.
that she might know about this better than you.
Uh-huh.
But just tell her that it's just a joke that she's making.
Okay.
Like, oh, she hated flowers. And look at this, all these flowers for her. So maybe that's for your mom. Okay, hold up. Me dice, fue muy difícil despedirme porque me hace así como que me moría, no me moría. Me moría, no me moría. Was this like when she was passing away, like that they would tell you like, oh, she's going to pass and then she didn't and then... Again, because I feel like she had like 5 goodbyes or something like that, like many goodbyes. And she just thinks that was very funny for some reason.
She had dementia. So I feel like, you know, there would be a lot of moments. Dementia feels like it's kind of like a slow death sometimes where you kind of, you know, exactly that feeling where are you going to go or you're not going to go? ¿Qué es lo que está pasando? You know, like they connect and then they disconnect, you know, where she would kind of be like, where she would be like, you know, oh, Carlitos, ¿cuándo llegaste? And then I would come in and she would say like, she would think that I was a guy that she dated when she was younger. Like she would forget who I was, you know?
Okay. She wants to talk about, you know, enough validation of that it's her. She wants to talk about you. She wants to shift gears a little bit. Work-wise, goals, kind of work-life put together, mm-hmm, okay? Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm watching you, how you're doing this. Look at what you've done. Like, look at what you've accomplished. Mm. I feel now that you're more free. Mm. Like, you, like, oh, this is what I really liked. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like this communication, like, this is what you really liked. And it wasn't necessarily your thing. And she's like, I'm so proud of you. And I'm proud. I feel how happy you are. Mm. But at the same time, she's like, but you still got to move up two more flights of stairs.
Yeah.
She's like, and you know, I feel like you know what I'm talking about. And she's kind of green lighting it mm-hmm. because I feel like you're scared and you don't have to tell us because we're not supposed to talk about new projects. But I feel like whatever it is, she's very happy about it. And she's like, look what you've done so far. Come on, I know you can do this.
Yeah.
And she just talks about a little bit more sacrificing time more than anything. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, definitely the time. I feel like that's my thing. My thing is it's not about how good I am or who I know or what, it's the time. And you're right. Like it is like, you know, time to, it's like, I want to go out and play. You're like, but you have to finish your homework. Go in and do your homework.
Totally.
You know, and I'm like, totally. I don't want to play. you know.
Right. She wants to talk about your love life.
Yeah. That's not...
I will be as gentle as possible.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to. You can be as rough. You can be as...
I can be rough.
You can Virgo it. You can be mean. You can be do whatever you need to do.
Hey, no way. No way. But she is kind of... te está como un poco regañando. She's like, you're very picky.
Uh-huh.
Y me dice, y eso no está bien, me dice, porque you don't... Something about not giving them a chance that much, like, oh, no, the shoes are gray. No, I don't do gray shoes. Uh-huh. Like, that kind of thing. Does that sound familiar?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, no, I was going to be like, yeah, I am very picky, because I'm also like... Yeah. You know, I feel like you get to a point in your life where you go, no, I'm in therapy. I know how to emotionally regulate. Can you? No? Okay, next. You know, you're like, no, I fold my
laundry. Well, that matters.
Yeah, you're like, I fold my laundry. I put my shoes away and I fold my underwear. Do you? No? Okay, I'm going to say. So I'm very picky, but I feel like it's stuff that I'm like... No, sometimes, like, my last two boyfriends, I had to, like, clean up after them, and I was like, man, I'm okay with cleaning up after you, because I get it, but also, come on, bro, pick up your shoes, pick up your underwear.
Totally, totally, totally. She's like, oh, you wouldn't have lasted a day in my time, she said.
She's right, you know? She's like, right, yeah.
I feel like she became a woman way too fast for her own good, like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, like, she had to mature very quickly,
mm-hmm.
And she says she applauds the fact that you are living your life as opposed to what she had to go through,
mm-hmm.
And she's mm-hmm. like, that's really, I want you to live your life, but, you know, live your life with somebody, you know, that you can be like roommates and friends and everything else, you know.
Yeah.
But I feel like you look only for one thing. And she's like, you got to look for the whole, you know, package, because you deserve it.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
sometimes we feel like we don't deserve, be like, okay, well, he's messy, you know. Well, he had to have something wrong, you know?
Yeah,
like you
said, yeah.
And it's sometimes we forget that it's not about that the perfect man is out there, but it's the perfect man for you.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That's kind of different, you know?
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
maybe you don't mind that much picking up the socks. Maybe you mind picking up the gel and the hairbrush.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But maybe not the socks, you know, and do it.
I am very, you know, Virgos, where like, we just do it anyways, you know? We're just like, oh, I'm just going to do it anyways and it's fine.
Yeah.
But I do go, okay, there's just certain things that I want to see, but I am very picky. Y no me quedo por mucho tiempo. I might stay for like a year. I might stay mm-hmm. for two. I've stayed with one for three at the most. And I was like,
okay. That's not bad.
Yeah, I'm like, I think
three
I'm gonna go.
Not bad.
Yeah, and then I'm like, I think I'm done. And I can feel it in my spirit that my spirit goes, okay, but she's right and you're right, and mm-hmm. that I am very picky. Like, I do go on a lot of dates, like a lot of dates.
Oh.
And so I'm like, okay, we'll go on one date, I'll hang here. And then with one person, I'll be like, he's cool, but I want this. And then I'll go to someone else, I'm like, they're cool, but I'll hear something that they say that I go, oh, I don't like that. Like, I don't like people who are too angry, you know, things like that.
Uh-huh. Like, they call it the ick factor.
The
something
ick,
like
yeah,
that.
I get the
ick factor, right? Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, they do something and you're like, I don't want.
Yeah.
But everything's going to turn out right. I feel like she, even though she wants you to do this, like, she's very proud where you're at anyway.
Hmm.
So whenever that person comes in, that's going to be great for you.
Can she tell you when?
Oh, I wish. Okay, one last quick thing. Mm. She kind of shows me that I don't know what she's talking about. You should know, and I don't have to know. But she's like, the place where you're looking is not exactly the right place.
Okay.
So uh-huh. I don't know, maybe if it's bars, if it's, I don't know what it is. I think I've been married too long to even know.
Yeah, uh-huh,
but uh-huh. But it's something about you're looking in the wrong places mm-hmm, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to try new tactics. She's like, don't be afraid to go somewhere else or have another way of meeting people. That's kind of like
not your normal place to go.
Yeah.
Or not your normal place to do. And that's where you're going to find your nice surprises.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. There's nothing wrong with changing it up. You can always go back.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. Of course. That's of course.
It is, but you have to give it a try. Okay. Let me continue. Is there some problem in your relationship with your father?
No, not like anything too wild. We argue like any child and parent. And I actually recently started to tell them that I'm very patient with everyone in the world. Like, I'm super chill. I don't fight. I'm very patient, except for when it's my parents. I lose it faster. And I'm like, oh, I don't like that. Like, I need to be better at. So lately I've been having more conversations about, oh, I need to be more patient with you guys. Cause I am like, I got the market. Right. I'm like, oh, come on. I'm not mean. And I don't yell, like, but I'm like moody with them, you know?
Right. Well, I think you're not the only one. So it's nice to hear that I'm not the only one and that you're not the only one. Yeah. I think we all struggle with that a little, but she wants to tell you that I think there's something, I think it's a little bit, back then, like maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I feel like she's trying to not speak on his behalf, but kind of justify his behavior. Mm-hmm. Of I feel like there's something that he made you feel bad about something. Mm-hmm. That kind of feel like it changed the relationship a bit. But he's like, listen, he didn't know any better, or he didn't understand any better. And she makes me feel like maybe to you, or maybe you put it in the back burner, you know, and it's something that you don't think about that much. But I feel that there's something that you have to forgive your dad for, that maybe he didn't do it for the wrong reasons, and maybe it hurt you and you kind of left it there. And you don't have to tell me right now if you don't want to, but there is that thing that you kind of, I feel like you have to like explore what I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, she really feels like you should know that he didn't know any better.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely accurate, I would say. We grew up kind of like in somewhat of an abusive household. And we have conversations. We had one last night. We had conversations about like, you know, my mom always said, los hombres nunca cambian, you know, and I'm always like, but my dad sí ha cambiado, not a lot, but a little bit, right? And so I go, oh, can men actually change? And so last night I asked him, I was like, what made you, like, I don't blame him. And I understand that when you're young, and especially like in the 80s and the 70s and the 90s, okay, when you were younger, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have a lot of information to a lot of different things. And especially when you're coming from one country where there's a war and coming to another country, you're still learning a lot of different things, right? So I'm always learning to, I tell them both, like, I forgive both of them for the ways that they kept a house with two young kids and the way that they raised the young gay boy, you know?
Okay.
You know, but
so you're openly gay at your house.
Yes. And then and then we like talk about it, and you know, it's super like but I always give them that. I'm like, I know that they were young. I know that anything that they did, I'm already like, I'm turning 37 this year, and I'm like, there are things where I go, I could not do what they do. Like, I, you know, my dog like destroys something and I'm like, oh, I get so mad that she destroyed something. But I'm like, imagine a kid who's going to destroy everything, or a kid that you have to take to school and the games and all this stuff. And that's what my parents did. I'm like, of course you're going to lose your patience every now and then. Like, it's, I don't know how you didn't lose it more.
Yeah. Believe me, it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's like we're broken people raising other people, and we don't even know what we're doing, and totally. They were really young when they had you? Really young?
Yeah, they were younger when they had my sister, so they were like 17, 18, and then by the time I came around, you know, they were like, I think they were 25 or something like that, like 25, 26, so they were like...
That's still young.
Young, you know, ish.
Yeah.
You know what? No, I think they were 23 when my mom had me, but still young, and so you go like... I mean, like I said, I'm almost going to be 40 in a few years, and I can't, I'm over here being like, I gotta feed this animal. I gotta like take care of. I gotta feed myself at some point.
Exactly. Like, I just gotta keep myself alive. Like, yeah. It's too much.
It's too much. And I don't know if things just got harder now than it was then. But I'm like, I don't know how y'all did it. So there's no. Have no ill feelings towards them.
Claro, no les no hay un rencor porque lo has entendido, pero it's probably taken you to get older to kind of understand
better. Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't mean it's not ongoing. It is work still all the time,
right,
you know?
Right. Oh, totally. Tiffany. Mm-hmm. So you do go to therapy.
I do go to therapy.
That sounds like, yeah.
Yeah.
You have any questions?
Yeah, I would love to know too. Like, I think with the whole, like, I mean, you kind of touched up on all the bases. Like, I always want to know about career, and I like that, you know, I'm like, is she with me? The whole love thing. I did get out of kind of like a weird, like, toxic relationship. I'm wondering if she was there to help me kind of figure it out. I kind of want to know what she thinks. Like, if she was here, I would be like, ¿sabe lo que pasó? Like, I would talk to her about it. You know what I mean?
She would be with the popcorn. Like, tell me.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, she would always be like, no, déjalo en paz. Or, ¿y qué pasó con este? Or, you know, and it was whoever my dad liked, that's who she liked. You know, she would be like, oh, es que ese muchacho me cayó bien. I'd be like, oh, because my dad liked him. And then I'm like, oh, este otro muchacho no me gusta. And I'm like, well, my dad didn't like him. So that's why.
Oh, my God. So influenced by him.
So influenced. I'd be interested to know, like, you know, what does she think about my current, like, love? And if she's like, keep looking, or what she would think.
Right. Okay. Let me see. What is your other grandma's name?
Teresa.
Teresa.
Mm-hmm. Or Regina.
Oh, both?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So those are both her names.
The first thing that I'm showed by them, they're like too high strung. Like, I feel like you work better with, I see the word chill, with chill people, you know. Feel like what happens with you is that it all goes wrong when they're too dramatic or too just too high strung, too up there, and it kind of throws your energy off balance.
And they kind of
tell you, like, this is something where you can, like, right away detect and run away.
Yeah.
And I feel with him, you didn't run away, and you knew, but you didn't. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I felt it all the time. I felt it, like, the fourth time we talked, I felt it the first week, the second week, and I was like, no. But that's why when you said the runway of men, minute I feel it, I'm like, no. Because I'm so... I will never yell at you. Yo no te grito pa nada. Yo no te voy a decir, I won't be mad. I won't do bad things. So I expect the same in return. Like, whatever I do, you said earlier, we're mindful about the way how we talk. I want you to, my lights in my living room just flickered.
Oh no. Hola? Se paró todo. Hola?
Oh wait, hello? That's weird.
Se quedó todo congelado.
Interesting. Hi, you're gonna love this. This is really funny. So, hi everyone too. I don't know if you want to record or whatever, but my signal for my grandma is flickering lights. And my lights just started flickering.
And, oh my God.
And then the internet went out.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
That is so funny.
It happens. But I know you are sensitive. You are a little bit more than everybody else. So you can, you know, the energies can collide a little bit.
Okay. I was like, hold up. That's my grandma's sign for stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so you don't want me to talk about my ex-boyfriend or you do?
She's like, do you get the message? Yeah, she, no. Shut it down.
She's like, shut up. Get out of there. It's fine. Yeah. So needless to say, I knew it was going to be bad. I got out. We just got validation. It was bad. I'm happy to be out of it. That was really funny.
Okay, so after the flickering lights and the total, I guess, crash of the internet, thanks to your grandma.
Maybe both. Yeah.
So I guess we have confirmation that you that you did the right thing.
But I appreciate you using your time and your energy and part of your spirit light to contact, you know, my grandmas and talking to me and sharing your gift with me. Thank you so much for that. That was super.
Oh, no.
What a fun experience to, like, sit here and chat it up, remember the women that I love the most, and then get, like, a light show.
That was very special. And I think it was... ¿Cómo te puedo decir? Como de buena suerte. Yeah. And you know why.
Thank you.
Siento que esto fue de buena suerte. Me estás dando la buena suerte y tus abuelas me están dando la buena suerte.
Yes.
Y lo agradezco mucho.
Yes, absolutely.
And also, I want to thank you because sometimes this is what we go through as mediums. Mm-hmm. Either you're put on test, like te están probando a ver si eres o no eres.
Yeah.
Or... the people that actually, even though they don't know you, they believe in you and they're open, they open your energy towards you. And I just want to thank you for being that, for opening your energy and being so nice to me and just being on the show. This is a very special show, like you know.
Yes.
And this is, it just warms my heart that it was with somebody so spiritual, so beautiful on the inside as on the outside too.
Thank you.
And I think... I hope you don't mind me saying that I think you get life very, very few people your age get. I think kind of like you're an old soul. And I think you understand life more than you think.
Thank you so much for that.
Confía mucho en tu intuición.
Okay.
Porque esa intuición, that little voice, that's your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever comes up first, don't edit it out. Don't just whatever comes to mind, do it. Porque tú sabes perfectamente lo que tienes que hacer siempre. Y esa es una gran bendición que Dios te dio.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate you.
Thank you for coming to Ghost Therapy.
Thank you for having me on Ghost Therapy.
Bye.
I'm not going to lie, you're slacking. You're slacking on starting that business you've been holding off on. It's just living in your head. And if you don't act now, that idea is going to leave, or maybe someone's going to take that idea. And there's a tool that I personally use, and that is Shopify. You don't need to be a web designer. You can just start moving, zooming in, adding the text you need, adding pictures you need. And Shopify has so many templates you can use from. Get it out of your head and onto a website with Shopify. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. They make it easy to manage growing your business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on all the important stuff like growing your business. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025 has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/sonoro to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/sonoro.